Log Talk Radio.
Hi, angels, and it's Tuesday night. And what is Tuesday night usually? It is our creating things in your life using the law of attraction, power of intention, and you know that's the most important thing. You know, to make things happen or to create it in your life and abundance in every area, such as life choices, career, starting a new business, creating prosperity in your bank account in any way or shape or form, or your relationships, you've got a new man or a new woman or a husband or a wife or any relationship for that matter. So, you know, that's what I can do on Tuesday night, show you different things that you can do or different ways to manifest prosperity and abundance in all those areas, right? And how many of us wouldn't like to have a great guy or a great girl, right? Or marry the man or woman of our dreams, or even have the man or woman of our dreams show up, the perfect guy, perfect girl. So you've got a lot of different ways of looking at prosperity, but the goal is to have it so you have it in every area, like I said three or four times now. So what is one way that you could really, really create that in your life, right? Chakras. And do you guys know what chakras are? I love chakras. They're the energy centers, in our body. They're groups of people. I think the Asians really feel like the chakras come first, and when the chakras are off balance, that can cause illness, a physical illness, spiritual illness in your body, or mental illness maybe too as well, I think. So I think the chakras are important because what I've noticed about them, or what I know about them, is that when they're balanced and when they're working in harmony, my life, your life, works in better harmony. I mean, how cool is that, right? And so how do we get them to work in harmony? How do we get them, and what do they look like? What are their colors? And what angels help you? And how do they help you on a physical level? So what are they? Okay, they're the energy centers in our body. And what do they look like? Well, they look like round discs, I'm going to call it, and they go clockwise, starting at 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and so on. Until clockwise position, spinning around and around. How many are there? Well, I'm going to talk about seven. There's different schools of thought on that. Some people say there's more. Some people say that there's more. Let's just do the seven. The first one is at the base of your, the base of your back. It's like right above your buttocks, right there in the center, right above your buttocks, your lower back, and it's red. And it's a survival chakra, okay? Fight or flight. And so we really use the century 8, well, we still use it today, but it spins clockwise and it's red, as I said. So in your mind's eye, you visualize it. You can visualize it in the back, where I told you, and see it spinning in a clockwise manner, all right? And also you can go online and get a picture of the chakras too as well. And I think I have one on my website, angelcoaches.org. Anyway, I'll post something on Facebook with it, facebook.com/angelcoaching. Okay, the second one is 2 inches above your belly button, right? So, and right above your belly button, and it's the creative chakra. That is, okay, and it's a physical chakra, just as the red one is a physical chakra. And it gives you juice, it gives you creative ability, gets it going. If you're an artist, like I said, then it can help you, start. That's where your creative juice comes from. Okay, not to mention your heart and your soul, but we're talking about the chakras, okay? And all the chakras control different parts of your body, just to let you guys know, so physical parts of your body. And I could go into that, but I'm not going to do it tonight because that's a long, long show there, and you'll be sleeping before I get done with it. And I don't like to do anything while people are sleeping. So that's the second chakra. It's orange. And so in your mind's eye, just say, hey, show me what that looks like, right? And you see it spinning in a clockwise position. Okay, it's orange disc. And so it looks like a disc. And so see that in your mind's eye, when you're, like, in the morning time, you can do a quick lining your chakras up and feel really good. The other chakra, the next chakra, this is also a physical one. We have the physical and the spiritual ones, and I'm getting to the spiritual ones really soon. This is the powerhouse. It's yellow and it's right below your rib cage. So you can feel along your rib cage and go, okay, it's right below it. And so it's yellow, it's bent in a clockwise position, like I said about all of them, and it's your powerhouse. A lot, you know, in the illnesses in your body are due chakras, there are schools of thought that says each illness in our body, because our physical organs are controlled by each one of the chakras, and also our spiritual, I'm going to call it organs, but they're not really organs, but they're controlled by our spiritual body. And I'll get to that in a second. But self-esteem, it's a powerhouse, right? So you want to see it spinning in a clockwise position. And you know, if you're having issues, like, I think our self-esteem really does take a beating sometimes, okay? And, you know, we can do stuff to help that. Like, have you ever gotten in a fight with one of your friends or your partner or business or personal, and you say stuff, he or she says stuff to you, and you feel like crap, right? That's where. Well, if you put your hand on your chakras, you can really help them spin and just see them, visualize them spinning in the right direction. Have you ever done Reiki on people? I don't know if you guys know what Reiki is, but it's a spiritual healing, and it's using the life force energy that is available for all of us. It's available for you that's listening on the show tonight, now or later, downloading it later. When you take your hand and you just visualize that chakra spinning in a clockwise position, and the self-esteem in your third chakra, you see that taking, feeling better. You know, you're seeing that chakra working better. You start feeling better. You're feeling better about yourself. I promise you, you will. So put your hand over that chakra, any of them, but this, we're talking about the third one, and just see it spinning. Ask the angels, because Archangel Michael. And really helps your chakras, all your chakras work. All you have to do is say, Michael, and say please or thank you for helping me, all my chakras work in clockwise position, and help them to spin right, help me to feel better, help me to do things better, whatever you want. So ask his help. Also, the Ascended Master of Melchizedek, he does the same thing. They talk about him actually in the Bible, in the Old Testament, so... they talk about Michael, Q in the Bible, in the New Testament. So you can call on both of those to help you, okay? And then you also have, after the self-esteem chakra, you go up a little bit further, and then you see the heart chakra. And your heart chakra is where your heart is, right? So anyway, I love this chakra. It's just so beautiful, and it's a spiritual chakra. So the first three are the physical chakras that control our physical body. This one is a spiritual one that control our spiritual body. Like the heart chakra is about love and joy. Some people see it as green. Some people see it as pink. It doesn't really matter. Just keep spinning the right way, you know, in clockwise position, okay? And I had a friend of mine. He had cancer in his heart. Can you believe that? Came from a really abusive family, and his father was really mean to him. He recovered, right? But he did the, you know, doctor worked on him, did surgery, and we went to cancer treatment. But he also did a lot of chakra clearing when he was going through, you know, this. And he still does it to this day. He says, I feel like it's a mind-body-spirit connection. He goes, and I will never, ever not balance my chakras on a daily basis. So that's his story, you know what I mean? He feels like he's never going to have to deal with cancer again because he worked a lot on himself. Worked a lot on the chakras, and as he was working on his heart chakra, as well as others, a lot of stuff came up that he was able to release. So working on your chakras like this will help you release a lot of stuff that you've got stored there. We don't even realize it, right? You know, have you ever been worried about money or lived in a survival mode? Well, that chakra is going to be affected by it. It really is. Not all of your chakras, I think, are, but the fight or the survival one, the red one, the heart chakra, going back, the heart chakra, as I said, is all about love. And a lot of times when we take we have a life full of anger and abuse, or a life full of, you know, not the best stuff, all the chakras can be affected, especially the love one there, because it's all about love, you know, and unconditional love for yourself and for everyone, okay? And so that's what that chakra does. It's, as I said, it's green, or you may see it as pink. And I always like angel quartz on it, or rose quartz, sorry, rose quartz to use on it, because it draws angel energy, it draws love to you. So, you know, I have people that sleep with that, or, you know, hold it on their heart, hold it on all their chakras. So crystals really work. Clear crystal will help balance those chakras too, so you might want to use those as well as your hand. If you're a Reiki practitioner, you can balance yourself really easy, because you know how to transfer the life force energy into anywhere in your body, okay? Or if you're at least a Reiki 2, you can do it in other people's body and chakras. Okay, so I'm getting a little bit off track here. Then you have, right? And I love the throat chakra, because it's your communication chakra. And I'll never forget when I first started doing metaphysics, really, you know, not full time, I'm going to say it like that. And I woke up one morning, and there are angels that are with all the chakras, okay? You can use Archangel Michael. You can also use Melchizedek. But you have your own chakra angels. I think what I call them is like guardian angels of chakras, your chakras. They're your angels that guard and protect and help you balance your chakras, okay? Let me give you a story. I have a friend of mine that she started doing the chakra meditation that I created. I have one, so you guys want that, you just hit me up with an email, Tori@angelcoaches.org, or you can Facebook me, facebook.com/angelcoaches. But she started working with the chakra meditation, and by the way, she didn't like to meditate. And so, long story short, she started doing that, and she met all her angels. And I remember meeting my angels. It's amazing, because it was, you know, the angels that I saw were the colors of my chakra. I can't explain it, but when you're there, you'll know what I'm talking about. Like, they have that energy of blue. And I saw my communication chakra angel, and she was really working with me, you know, so I could get my voice up. My some of my clients have seen all of theirs, too, as well. And they're there to help you balance your chakras, okay? So you can ask for their help. You can ask for Melchizedek, and you can ask for Archangel Michael. But you also have your own guardian angels to help you with the chakras. Okay, and guardian angels of the chakras. Not to mention, you got a guardian angel that helps you with everything too. When you guys know this, or if you don't, you do. Now, so that chakra, the throat chakra, is blue. It's like a cobalt blue, an electric blue. It's really beautiful. It's my favorite color, actually. So you see that spinning, and a lot of times when you're having problems speaking your truth, or sharing to someone with someone what you want to say. Sometimes it can be about saying, hey, I love you, or I want to be with you, or whatever. Ask for that angel to help you, okay? And ask for the other angel to help you with love, your chakra angels. And also, you can never have too much help, right? And ask for Michael or Melchizedek with us. And, you know, balance your chakras daily, or at least a couple times a week, okay? So, there you go. Then you have the third eye chakra. Some people see it as indigo or purple. You know, when you're balancing it tonight, in your mind's eye, just say, let me see the color of mine. And if you balance it tomorrow morning or whatever. But put your hand on top of that chakra in between your eyes. And it's the third eye. That's your intuition center. And that's where a lot of your abilities, your clairvoyance, your clairaudience, your clairsentient and claircognizant abilities come from. And so, you know, just see that. Just see that going in clockwise position, and you know, take a few minutes, close your eyes, as I said, and see it. See if you can see your angel that goes with it. Okay, and so it's pretty neat when you start getting into that, in that realm. And then, of course, that's your sixth one. Your seventh one is your head chakra. It's a chakra that connects you with all that is God. You know, it's in the center of your crown, the top of your head. And some people see it as white, some people see it as purple, but you can actually see it going from the top of your head to, you know, to the heavens, okay? And if you look at it, as I said, in your mind's eye, you have to see it, but it's, as I said, to connect you with all that is, okay? A lot of times when you're developing your intuition, a couple things here, you'll either do it through your third eye or your crown chakra to start with, or maybe you'll do it with both. But when people start developing it, it's either one or the other, the crown chakra or the third eye between your eyebrows. So both of them will get you there. It's just taking, it's like taking a different road to, we have a road down here, 95, to the mall or US 1. You know, both of them will get you there, kill them all. It just depends on which one you take, okay? And so, once again, base chakra, fight or flight. That's at the base of your back, top of your buttocks. Creative chakra is orange. The other one is red, the base chakra. And it gives your work juice. I mean, if you're an artist, this is a lot of your inspiration will come from this. And then the self-esteem chakra, the power chakra, it is yellow, and it spins. All of them should be spinning in a clockwise position. So if you're having a difficult time and arguing and feeling like you can't move forward, this is a chakra to really work with too as well, balancing it and seeing it move and asking your angels to help you with that, your chakra angels. And also your Michael and Melchizedek, they're working with it too. I'm going to share this with you. Okay, let me go ahead through the next one. Your heart chakra, it's green or pink, and see if we're working in a clockwise position and are spinning at clockwise, and ask for either help with that and put your hand on there and just, you know, seeing it in your mind's eye. And if you don't see it yet, just have the intention of seeing it spin in a clockwise position, okay? And sometimes you might see in your mind's eye, I'm saying that a lot because I don't want you to forget that. In your mind's eye, you may see little specks in there. So, you know, see those being removed. Maybe you see Michael going in there and cleaning them. Maybe you see your own chakra angel for that particular chakra going in there and cleaning them. So that's kind of cool. And then, of course, your heart chakra is green or pink. See that spinning in a clockwise position. And ask the chakra angel, your chakra angel, to help you. And then you have the third chakra, which is cobalt blue, electric blue, beautiful blue, I think. And then you have the third eye chakra, which is between your eyebrows. And it's indigo. Right? You're like, what's indigo? Look that color up. I think it's a different kind of purple. That's always what I say. And you may see it indigo or purple. And, of course, your top chakra in the center of crown, the center of your head, is, or some people see it as purple. So, there's your seven chakras right there. Now, I'm going to share this with you. A lot of times, and I learned it strictly by accident. You know, I like to run. We ran yesterday in the Memorial Day run, and it was wonderful. But I worked on my chakras that morning, or yesterday morning, balancing them. And I know my power chakra is, you know, it helps me when I run because I can feel it spinning. It's amazing. So what I'm saying to you is, like, if you're exercising, you're active, that chakra will really help you. They all will, but, you know, but that one is like your powerhouse. It's like the gas pedal. So see that one really moving as you're getting ready to start moving, whether it's running, swimming, biking, or whatever, okay? That's what it will help you with. Man, when I see it moving, I can feel it. I actually feel it in my body. It's so cool. So it's a little information nugget there for you. This is something that you can do, ladies and men, and I think this is cool. We all want a great sex life, right? And we want our men and our women to really love us. A lot of times what you can do, and it feels wonderful, is in those intimate times, you know, what you can do is when you're massaging your guy or your girl, or, you know, you're laying there watching TV with them, take those chakras, take your hand, and you don't say, roll over, honey, let me balance your chakras. But take your hand and, you know, move the three physical chakras, the root, the base, and the creative chakra, and the powerhouse chakra. Move it up to the heart, right? Because those two chakras can come from love, right? Do you hear what I mean? You're adding heart energy to it. So how cool is that, you know? So the second chakra, I should have mentioned this, is your sexual chakra, okay? So when you pull it up to the heart, you're always having, I'm not going to say always, you're having, I think, a more intimate sex. I mean, you can have wild passion sex wherever, but that will help that to come from a higher vibration, just saying. And then you can also bring the four spiritual chakras together. Well, the heart you're working with, but you can bring the communication chakra down to the heart, so you're speaking with love, okay? And you can bring the communication chakra down to the third, the powerhouse chakra, and so you've got strength and power in your words, in your thoughts, okay? And you can do the intuition. You can bring it down to your heart chakra. Right? It's not down, but it's at your heart chakra. It's lower, you know, because the heart chakra is where the heart is, where your intuition, your developing your psychic ability is coming from a higher awareness, a higher vibration, okay? You don't really do that, but I think you do it because, you know what? When you add more love to something, it's always good. And the top two chakras, the indigo, the one between your eyebrows, and the one that connects you to all that is, when you put more love with it, it's just easier to connect, I think. Okay? So I hope that makes sense to you guys and everything. But use those chakras in a really cool way to help you, your partner, show him or her what you're doing. And, you know, so you guys, while you're watching TV, while you're, you know, by being intimate, they're going to just love how it feels because that's your intention to help yourself, help them to come from a greater, higher place, right? And enjoy being each other. Interactive, little nugget of information here. You can use that powerhouse chakra, the third one, 2 inches below your ribs, to keep thinning. When you're running or you're biking or you're exercising, you're lifting weights or whatever you're doing, you can see that chakra spinning in the right direction, and it will give you physical energy. I swear, you guys, when you start doing this, you're going to feel it, okay? So anyway, that's a couple of things there about the chakras, balancing them. I have a friend of mine that was going through such a rough time with a breakup, and she says, I balanced my own chakras. I felt better, didn't feel great, and just took me time. And she goes, but it's wonderful, and I'm doing it. And she goes, it's getting easier. But I got more energy, and I kept, and things were, my difficult time was the breakup. Because the breakup is hard, no matter if you're breaking up or being broke up with. It can be a real challenge on your physical, spiritual, and emotional body. Okay, so anyway, she used the, balancing the chakras herself. They helped her on a physical level, an emotional level, and a spiritual level. Okay. Because when you're working on the, especially when you're working with the indigo, the one between your eyebrows and the one on the top of your head, it will give you a lot of mental clarity as well as spiritual clarity, okay? And you've got chakra angels for each of them. You also, they are yours personally, all right? They're no one else's but yours. So ask for their help and thank them. And then you have Archangel Michael and Melchizedek, who can be with all of us at any time to help us clean, balance our chakras. And you also can be with, any of the archangels will help you, but I think those two are the ones that you call on. And so I hope that gives you guys some ideas what you can do to make your life easier. I have a chakra meditation that I created, and it's not very long because I think that especially when you start meditating, it's better to keep it simple and easy, and so if you'd like that, it's only like $5, I mean, that's no big deal, but it will help you, and it will guide you through your chakras, and you guys can see them and feel them yourself. If you're a Reiki practitioner, you know how to channel the life force energy, and if you're not, you know how to do this anyway, because you're a light worker, and so just see that you're in your mind's eye, and if you can't see it yet, remember, your intention is to see it. That's the most important, okay? So I hope you guys got a lot out of this show tonight. I was really glad to do it. And so here we are having fun and listening to it together or talking. I'm talking, you're listening now or later. And I appreciate everybody that has supported Angel Coaches for so long. And, because we're a couple years old here. So we're finally getting some really cool stuff and some new Angel Coaches. So anyway. Like I said, if you've got a great story you want to share with us, go to angelcoaches.com or facebook.com/angelcoaches. Our new site is going to be angelcoaches.org.net for all of the angels on there. And so you don't want to miss it. And there's going to be a free gift, too, an angel guide. How cool is that? So go log on to it in the next couple weeks, and you'll be able you may be able to log on to it now, but we don't have our launch until after Mercury retrograde. Whitney is been so wonderful. She's a great psychic. She's also a great IT person, and I appreciate her so very much, and we all do. So anyway, big thanks to you, Whitney. So you guys have got some stuff to look forward to. We have a special speaker on Thursday night. She is amazing. Did I say amazing? She's got a really cool video series that she's promoting. She's really overcome some obstacles, and you guys got to listen to her story. and hear what she does as a light worker, as a coach, and she's doing really well. Okay, so that's Thursday night at 8 p.m., and you guys have a wonderful night, and we will see you soon, facebook.com/angelcoaches, and you can download this show 24/7, 365 days a year. Take care, everybody. Bye.